Okay, let's get started. Yes, let me start with this. I want to talk today, one of my main things, before I say a prayer, one of the main things I want to talk about today is us, personally, your life, as you're growing in God. That is a very, very important thing, that your life, personally, that you grow with God, that you get your personal relationship with Him. I know probably every time I have been up here talking, this is something that I say over and over, that you have a personal relationship with God. And the reason why I'm always drilling that is because I may have a need that's different from yours. You know, everybody in here has something that's going on in their life that is different from the next person. So your need that you take to God is between you and God. Amen. And the way that you grow in God is that you recognize Jesus in your life. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for being God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And Father, we just ask that you lead and guide us, Father. Give us understanding of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes, like I said, I want to speak to you today on recognizing Jesus. And the thing is, how you recognize Jesus is, if when you read in the Bible of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see Jesus as a man. You see Jesus walking around as a man. No different from me. You know, no different from any other guy here. Jesus is walking around as a man. And once he died on the cross, once he gave his life to the Lord, what happened was he went to heaven. Now, but if we look at John chapter 14, verse 16. And I pray the Father, and he would give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. I apologize for the thing. It has ESV. I'm reading from the New King James. So I apologize for that. That was my fault. But here's what I want everybody to get out of this. Jesus says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. When Jesus was walking around on the earth, what he was doing was he had his disciples, and he built a relationship with them. He showed them how, as you're walking, as you're living your life, how you have faith in God. Because everything that Jesus did while he walked on the earth, he did by faith, by believing that God was in control. That's everything he did. And with us, as we live our lives, we trust God. We have faith. That's how, you know, like right here, right now, everybody here that comes to church, this is a form of faith. Because as we're sitting here and as we're looking around, tangibly, God is not here. Amen? But by faith, we know that God is here. Amen. And right here, when Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, when Jesus went and he died on the cross, what he did, he opened it up. Because if you read in the Old Testament, what you will find out and what you will learn is that when they went to God, they had to go to God. There was a lot of rituals and different things that they had to do. You know, like how we can just kneel down and we can just say Jesus. But see, them, they could not do that. What they had to do was they had to, you know, like, you know, it's a special, everything had to be set up a certain way. You know, candles over here, gold over there, and everything. And when the priest go in, it's a certain way he go in. It's a certain way he had to talk. And it's certain, it was just a lot. You know, they had to do sacrifices and everything. I mean, it was just a whole lot of stuff going on. But when Jesus died on the cross for our sin, he done away with all of that.
That's right, amen.
And so, and what happens is, once he did away with that, just like right now, if we had an altar call and someone comes up, right, and they say, you want to give your life to the Lord? And they says, yes. I said, do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you? Yes. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Yes. Now, by Romans 10:9, If you believe that, confess with your mouth, you are saved right there. Amen. You are saved right. And the moment you say that, Jesus comes right that second and lives on the inside of you. Jesus comes right that second, no matter what you look like. Amen. No matter what you're going through. Jesus comes right now. If you're sincere from your heart, Jesus comes right that second and dwells on the inside of you. Like right now, if you are saved and if you believe God, He lives on the inside of you. And that is one thing that we have to do, is recognize the fact that Jesus lives on the inside of us. And something that is very, that this year you need to put on the refrigerator, you need to underline, circle it, whatever. Your circumstances, the situations that you're going through, does not dictate Jesus being in your life.
That's right.
Amen. For example, if you're sitting here and you're broke and you don't have no money, that don't mean that Jesus is not in your life. I mean, now see, this here is something that once you get an understanding, you grow with this. You build a personal relationship with God. Right here. Whatever is happening in your life does not have anything to do with Jesus. I mean, when I say that, what I mean is it changes Jesus. You know, because of something you're going through in your life, something may, you know, oh, Jesus don't, you know, He ain't going to speak to you. He ain't going to say that to you or something like that. No. Nothing can change Jesus being on the inside of your life. Now, what happens is how you feed Jesus being on is by the Word. Is you keep reading the Word. You keep reading the Word. And see, and all this that I am saying is done by faith. Everything is done by faith. You know, it's like, do you believe Jesus is there with you? You know, a lot of times when we're going through a serious situation, you know, excuse me, like death in the family, somebody get sick or something like that, Jesus is still there. Yeah. And you know, and what happens is, you know, we go through this moment where, you know Jesus is there, but we want to be held physically. You know, because we're hurt. You know, and so we want to be held physically. But what we do is we know that Jesus is there. You know, you want to move Jesus from "I hope He's there" to "I know He's there." You want Jesus to be in your knower, not in your not hoping. You know, because like I say, remember, once you gave your life to the Lord, He came to live inside of you right then. Right that particular second. Is everybody all right? Amen. By faith, we believe this. By faith, we know God is in our lives. By faith, you know. I mean, everything you do, you know, it's impossible to please God without faith. These are very familiar scriptures that we use. And here go the thing. Once you get Jesus in your life, and He's in your know, what happens is you get more confidence in things that you're going through. You know, you handle things a whole lot different. You look at things a whole lot different because you know Jesus is there. Yes. Now, there will be times, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, there will be times where it just seems like He's not there. It seems like. But that don't mean He's not there. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. I mean, once we get an understanding of this, I'm telling you, this here will change. And I mean, when I say personal, even in a marriage, it's important that the wife has a personal relationship with God. It's important that the husband has a personal relationship with God. And then once you bring that together, it's amazing. You know, my wife and I, we'll stand, we'll hold in hand, and we'll pray. And I mean, that part in between, it'll change things. You know, I was talking about this, like, years ago, this same thing, and I used that illustration, and this person yelled out, "But I'm single." I was like, okay, hold on. I get to you. But this is why, you know, like, when it's a married couple, and you pray, I mean, that power that's in the middle, it'll change your son, your daughter, whatever is going on, you know, in your life. It is powerful. Yes. And you know what I always tell single people, because they love to announce that they're single, is God knows that you're single. You know, he didn't leave you. He's still there.
Amen.
You know, God knows the situation that you're going through. And remember, Jesus said, I will leave you another helper.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's that helper, that Spirit of God that's on the inside of you is just like Jesus.
Amen.
It's another. Everybody all right?
Amen.
By faith.
Yes.
By faith. Also, I want to say, we walk by faith,
yes,
not by sight.
Mm.
You know, and that's so important to know. Now, remember, Jesus is on the inside of you. But yes, we do everything by our senses, what we see, what we feel, and everything. We do everything by that, which is fine. But at the same time, you are led by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
You know, you are led. He will walk you through. You know, he will carry you through whatever you're going through. You know, I use this illustration every time I speak. And one time I'm going to speak and I'm not going to say, but when my mom passed away, I needed that push from Jesus. I needed that. I needed him to show me that he was still there. And you hear people say, I just have a peace. You know what I'm saying? I just have a peace. And you know, and that's that, you know, that God on the inside, by faith. You, when you feed God, when you feed your spirit, the word of God, and it's scriptures that say, by the power that works in you. By the power, that means as you're feeding your spirit, the confidence that you have. I mean, you'll approach people like standing tall because you just know who's on the inside of you. You know? Now, let's look at this. A few ways, seven things that Jesus does for you to recognize and look for him in your life. Several things that he does. You know, you can look for this. Once you pay attention and you say, Lord, I want to see you in my life. I want to see you do. Here goes some things to look at. One of the things that Jesus does is he convicts.
Mm-hmm.
Convicts. If we go to John chapter 16, verse 8.
Yes, sir.
And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. When you do something, and you know, on the inside, you go, I know that was wrong. Something just not right with this. You know, that's that conviction. And you know, one thing that we got to get away from saying is something told me not to do that. You know, give God his glory. You know what I'm saying? Jesus told me not to do that. You know what I'm saying? We quit. I mean, I said, something told me not to say that. Something told me not to do that. You know, that's that conviction. You know, on the inside, you got Jesus living on the inside of you. He told you not to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's who told you. Something said nothing. Jesus said, don't do it.
Amen.
You know, and I mean, we got to give him his praise. That's what he convicts. He lets you know, you shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have said that. You know, and then he'll continue on. He'll say, hey, maybe you need to go back and apologize. You know, maybe you need to go fix that or whatever.
Amen.
Now, you said, Lord, I accept you in my life. You know, now Jesus was standing there waiting for you to accept him. You accept him. So now he's in your life. He's going to do his word. What he said. He said that I never leave you. I never forsake you.
Yes, sir.
By faith, you know, you can trust in him. You know, you can trust God in the good times and in the bad times. Amen. Also, number two, another thing he does, he illuminates. brightens things up. You know, like as you're talking to someone, he'll just lighten it up. Just lighten it up there. That's also John chapter 16. I'm sorry. Verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. But he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, but he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said he will take of mine and declare it to you. He will illuminate. As you're talking, he'll bring something to your understanding. You know, someone would say something to you, and you know, I always say it like this: God, you make me look smart. You know, when I'm somewhere and I'm talking and stuff, you know, one thing on the cell phone that it does when you're texting somebody and they put the word up, like you put like three letters, and then they throw the whole word up there. I give God all the glory. I have said big words to people. I have no clue how to spell them things. But, you know, I put like, you know, ASB and then it'll fill out the whole thing. Well, I look good. You know? That's God. Apple ain't getting no credit for that. That is all God. But I'm telling you, things like he illuminate, he just opened things up.
Amen.
You know, things that you like, where that come from? See, that's on the inside. And that's faith. You trust that God will open things up. You know, it's like you take one step toward him, he opens everything up right there. That, you know, number three, also, he teaches. That's in the same scripture. You know, same scripture that we just read. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He teaches you. You know how to do things and everything. I mean, it's always so important. And, you know, Pastor Paul is speaking. I'm speaking, you know, up here. That you go home and you feed yourself and you feed your spirit the word of God. Because he teaches you. He'll show you stuff that like I didn't say. You know, show you stuff that Pastor Paul ain't said. And that's the thing. That's on you. Because, like I said, it's a personal relationship. You know, it's personal. It's things that he needs to teach you that I have no clue that you need to hear. You know, that's between you and God. You know, it's like he got your back. Number four, he guides you, just like I just said. These are things, like I said, that you just look for. You know, that, you know, you're like, Lord, I want to recognize you in my life. Give God the glory. You know, like I said, get away from that something told me. You know, get away from that. Give God his glory. God, you told me to say that. You know, also, number five, assures. Let's look at that. That's Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are, Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Our spirit bears witness with his that we are. You are a child of God. You know, it's stamped. That's it. You are a child of God. I'm repeating myself. Once you accept him into your life, he comes and lives in you right then. No matter what you're going through. No matter what is happening. No matter how much money you got. No matter how much money you don't have. No matter how you feel it. You might feel a little sick. No matter what is going on. He comes and lives in your life right then. You know, I give God glory. He don't do a credit check. You know, he don't do things the way the world do things. It is nothing special. And you know, it almost seems too simple. You know, because us, when it's something big, something great that we're getting, we almost feel like we got to jump through hoops and do all this. But what Jesus does, he said, I'm here, right there.
Amen.
He lives on the inside of you.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to say this right here. What ends up happening? I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself. But just think about it. Like I said, with a marriage couple, when the wife and the husband come together. Now, just think of each and every one of you. You recognize Jesus on the inside of you. You bring Jesus here to the church. This other person brings Jesus to the church. You know what I'm saying? We all sitting in here recognize. I mean, something got to change. You know what I'm saying? God just ain't going to leave stuff dormant. You know, but when you pray, you got to expect for your prayer to be answered. You don't pray for formality. You know, I mean, we quickly say, okay, I'll pray for you. You know, I mean, I have said that, you know, just it's the thing to say. You know, hey, I'm going through something. Yeah, we'll pray. You know, but we have to recognize that Jesus is on the inside. And when we say we're going to pray, he'll let you know, hey, you said you were going to pray for that person.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? We have to recognize that Jesus lives on the inside of us.
Yeah.
Also, another thing he did, he intercede. This is a good one. Intercede.
Yeah.
Likewise, Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groaning which we cannot be uttered. He said, we don't know what we should pray for. But Jesus, on the inside, he is on the inside of you, right here, right now. But Jesus intercedes. And he'll talk to God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
By faith. You know, Lord, I don't know what is going on, what is happening. I mean, like, you got somebody living in another state. They're going through something. But Lord, help me. I mean, right there.
Amen.
And when you pray, and when you recognize Jesus, it like I said, it gives you that confidence. And you know he's going to do something.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to tell you, you have to take the timer off of God. Because if you put a time on it, you're going to be very upset. You know, like they say, you know, it's always said, hey, he's always there at the time you need him.
Amen.
He's always there. He intercedes for you. By faith, we trust God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, also, what he does, he directs. These are things, like I said, these are things, and see, Acts 20:22, and see now I go bow in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there. Also, now that was Paul speaking. Also, remember, Jesus was led by the spirit into the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything is not going to be all peaches and cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, I always say this. Remember, Jesus died on the cross. He went through that for us. So we are going to have to go through something. The only difference is he's right there with us to take us through. You know, and Psalms, where it said, though that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I walk through. That's the thing. I walked through. You know, it was a time when the disciples and Jesus was on the boat. He said, let's go to the other side. In between, we may have storms. We may go through this. We may go through that. But what he said was, let's go to the other side. By faith, you have to trust that God is going to get you to the other side. Whatever you're going through, Jesus is there to go through it with you.
Yeah.
Just because you're having a hard time. The Bible said you will have trials. You will have tribulation. Just because you're having a hard time does not mean God is not there.
Yeah.
It does not mean, I mean, this might seem like, you know, same old, but this is important for you to grow.
Yeah.
To grow him. Have that personal relationship with him. Also, he warns. Number 8, he warns.
Yeah.
Acts 20:23. Except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. He'll let you know before you go somewhere. Hey, don't go there. But you have to be sensitive to it. And the way you be sensitive is by faith. You keep feeding yourself the word. You know, I mean, Jesus wants to be such a major part of your life. Whatever you're going through on your job, whatever's going on in your house. Don't watch that show. You know, don't do this, don't do that. He'll warn and let you know, don't do it. But the thing that is so great about God, even though he warns you, you still have a choice to make. You still have a choice. Because he don't want no robots. He wants you to serve him from your heart. You know, he'll warn you, direct you, and it's your final decision if you're going to trust him and believe him. And then the thing is, when you make the wrong decision, and you go and you get into a big mess, and like we always do, Lord, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm back. They're like, yeah, come on. Let me get you through this one. but you learn. You learn. Jesus lives on the inside of you. He lives. He is there right now. By faith. Everybody all right? Okay. Hey, every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we just thank you right now for your word. We give you all the glory, all the honor and the praise. Father, we thank you that you dwell on the inside of us, Lord. And we just love you and praise you, Father. And Father, we just ask you to continue to clean us up, continue to fix us, Father. And with every head bowed, every eye closed, I got two altar calls that I'm about to make. Number one, if there's anyone in here who has never accepted Jesus into their life, right now, and if you're saying, yes, Dexter, you know, I want Jesus to be on the inside of me. I want to follow him and allow him to direct me. If there's anyone here, right now, if you could just put your hands up in the air. Also, I want to say, if you want to rededicate, if you're saying, you know, Lord, I thank you and I praise you that you are here and you are in my life and I know you, Lord. But Lord, I just want to start over with you. I just want to just start over and just get this thing right and just live your way, Father. Allow you to lead me and guide me, Lord. If there's anybody in here who would like to rededicate their life, you can just put your hand in there. All right. Okay. Amen, amen. Everybody heads up. I just thank you and praise. I just thank you for your time, for being here and for listening to this. And like I say, my main thing is this. The Jesus that lives in you, you know, you get a better relationship with God at home than you do at church. You know, that's real talk. Your relationship grows more. Because see, at home, that's who you really are. That's you. When you step in your door, and you step in your house and you close the door behind you, put that light out. There you go. That's you right there. And it is important that you focus on God at home, at work. And when you come here, you bring God with you. I bring God with me. We're going to do some mighty things here. Amen. Amen.